You know, one of our listeners makes a great point about Jimmy Butler not wanting to come back to Houston. He says that Jimmy didn't have the greatest I want to come back home type of childhood, which is true. He had a rough go of it. And, you know, between his father leaving and some of the drama with his mother when he was a kid, and his some because of his misbehavior and whatnot. Like, and he's been that's pretty well documented, but I feel like he's moved past a lot of that. But I can understand the side of it that, without getting to Jimmy Butler personally, but just guys in general, a lot of times, man, there's nothing worse than coming back to your hometown with a lot of people knowing that you got a bunch of money. Like, and that's like, I got pretty lucky with that, but I still had the cousins coming out of the woodwork, and I still had the kind of like, hey, nice to see you again, buddy. Here's my business plan. It's a lot of pressure because you got to say no to a lot of people.
Well, I'm fortunate. I didn't have that issue.
Yeah.
You know, even like when I went back to San Diego, I think it was like my cousins always like, hey, man, we're going to pick one game for all of us to come to.
Mm-hmm.
And we're paying for our tickets. And it was like,
really?
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? And I told him, I said, you know what? Nah, I said, give me half the money for the tickets.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't believe they offered. That's awesome. Because a lot of times people don't realize that you got to pay for them.
I mean, my thing is, I come from a family of immigrants, man. So we all have done, I mean, we've done well. Some of us have done well. Some of us have, you know, not. But we've all been, our whole life, it was do everything together.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It was never, oh, you got more money than me. Like, my dad was one of them guys who saved every penny he's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's one of them guys. He's real meticulous about the way he does things. And he probably had a little bit more money because of the way he saved than everybody else. But it was never, y'all got more money, you got to pay for this. It was, if we're having a party, it's a potluck party. If we're going out to have drinks, we're splitting the bill evenly. If we're going out, so it was, when they came, I'm like, when I went to San Diego, it was, hey, we're splitting half the tickets, or I said, well, give me half. And I ended up giving the money to, like, the little cousins. You know what I mean? I split it between all of them. Here, y'all get a couple. Everybody gets some money. Everybody mm-hmm. gets some money for your pockets. But I didn't have that issue. Like, I have one cousin that's, I have to send him a voicemail all the time.
How's your dad feel about him? I don't want to get into your business too much.
Technically he's my second cousin. He's my dad's first cousin, but we're the same age.
Yeah.
So he drives me bananas, bro. Like the other day he sends me a text message like, "Hey, you forgot the RSVP for my baby shower." Said, all right, man. I said, I'm out of town. I don't even know where. He's like, hey, man, I just want to know that you got me. Got you on what? I said, I'm not buying you. I got five kids of my own. What's wrong with you? I'm not buying you nothing for your baby shower.
I always got the impression that you probably, because you're Travis Johnson. You got a big personality and everything. I always suspected, because I don't think I ever met your father, but I could kind of tell that you were a kid that maybe was one way in front of your friends, but in front of your father, completely different.
My daddy is the meanest. He used to be the meanest dude in the world. I love him to death. Like, that's my guy. Like, this is my guy. He's truly my guy. And growing up, I used to be like, dude, why my daddy so mean, bro? Like, he is no nonsense. Now that he's gotten older, he laughs, he smiles, all that stuff. But, like, growing up, I used to be like, dude, this man never smiles. Like, it's like, what is going on? Like, he always was, he'd be like, man, why you? Life ain't funny. You know? Like,
oh, really? Okay.
Oh, he is super.
Was he working all the time?
Oh, hardest working man I know. You know, I mean, at one point, my dad got a second job just because I was playing travel ball.
Uh-huh.
And my daddy had a big job and retired 40-something years in the post office. Big job, huge management position, big guy
uh-huh.
at the post office. And literally was stocking shelves at Costco because he's like, I need extra money for my pocket. So when we go do things, I can take you out to eat.
Yeah.
I can do that. My dad's hardest working dude I know, bro.
No kidding. Where's he? He's Panamanian?
Yeah.
Your mom too?
Yeah. They've known each other since they were 6 and 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did they get married in Panama or here?
No, they got married. They got married here in the States. So my mother moved here. Mother came to the States in high school, or senior year of high school, and my dad came to the States as a 20-something-year-old guy, and then my mother's family moved to California. Like, they when they came to the States, my dad's side went to like Detroit, New York, that whole area. So
we're speaking with Travis Johnson. He's in for Mike Meltzer this morning as we try to slice and dice our way through the wreckage of the failed pursuit of Jimmy Butler. And we're kind of talking about sometimes it's overblown to come home and that maybe the allure of being close to Tom Ball wasn't as big for Jimmy Butler as it might have been. But I Landry Locker was not big on the Jimmy Butler trade. Jimmy Butler, this is what he tweeted. Jimmy Butler, at the sake of Capella and Gordon, would have been the worst scenario for the Rockets. They dodged a bullet here. The fact that Butler wants a team built around him shows one of two things. Winning isn't a top priority, and he's delusional and thinks he's a better player than he is. I don't know if I would say he's delusional. I think that he's a very good basketball player. Is Jimmy Butler a guy that thinks that instead of being a top 20 guy, he's like a top 5 guy? Is that part of it? Does that Jimmy Butler think that if you actually build a team around him, that he can be James Harden, or that he can be like a Chris Paul and is a younger Chris Paul?
I think he probably believes it, but I think he probably thinks it, but does he really believe it? I mean, top 5 player, that's like, you talking about Kawhi, LeBron, KD, Steph, and
Anthony Davis,
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It's a different sphere. Of those guys, like James Harden, if you put, let's start talking about like top 7, top 8. If you put like Steph Curry and James Harden, those are the two guys that don't have the freakish natural, like, oh wow, yeah, I can see why that guy's a top 7 or 8 player.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Butler doesn't have even that going for him. So he's a top 20 player.
Is James Harden a top 10 player right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that, because for one, I'll say.
What number would you have him at?
And who's I'd put him at top 5.
Top 5.
For sure. Yeah. Like,
James Harden, top 5 right now.
Top 5. Like, I think you have to look at, for one, look, Eric Gordon, we don't want to lose Eric Gordon, but it's also worth pointing out that Eric Gordon wasn't what he is now playing with other people. I think that James Harden and the amount of
made him better.
And Clint Capella too. I think there are a lot of other teams. It's funny. People are shocked to learn that all these other teams are interested in Clint Capella, because all we remember is the Warriors series.
Yeah.
Clint Capella has done pretty well for himself, but part of that is that, look, he works in conjunction so well with James Harden.
Because he's a big man who can run.
Right, but then all of a sudden, when somebody can figure out, okay, I can play Harden, you know, Draymond and Kevon Looney did a good job of timing it right between playing James Harden when he penetrated, but also keeping one foot on in Clint Capella's direction, they were able to limit him there. That's the key. You've got to have a really good guy to shut down Clint Capella when he's working with James Harden.
Yeah.
Clint Capella goes somewhere else, I don't think you get the same production out of him. And a lot of that, like, he's the straw that mixes the drink.
Yeah.
I think
PJ is more of the straw that mixes the drink.
In conjunction with James Harden.
But like we said, that's why we call them glue guys. They're glue.
Right.
Those are the glue that keeps everything together. But I don't want to just get off the fact that you said that James Harden is a top 5 player.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got him? Who do you have him?
I've got him behind Durant.
Okay, one.
I've got him with Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry. I'd put Steph Curry right there. If we're gonna go like who's in the top 5, it's more a question of who are we excluding. Anthony Davis, I wouldn't put in top 5 yet because of just team success and his ability to affect others around him. It's not his fault that he had that team around him. But, yeah, look, top 5 highlights, okay, Anthony Davis over James Harden.
Not even highlights, but just you're not taking Anthony Davis over James Harden?
No, God, no.
So
listen, are we talking style of play or effectiveness?
I'm just talking, styles of play. I mean, all of that, the all-encompassing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, outside of him being, Anthony Davis would have been, probably won a championship, but he wasn't the only guy in New Orleans for the last, if you'd have found him anything to go with him.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Kawhi Leonard, though, too.
That's what I'm saying.
This is where Kawhi Leonard. Boy, the top 5 is getting crowded.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you have to put Kawhi.
Kawhi.
We got to put, at this point, right this moment, obviously, so you have to put Kawhi in front of James. So that's pushing him down towards the 4 and 5. Boy, Steph Curry without Kevin Durant on the court and Klay Thompson. That's almost not a fair comparison, though.
What do you mean?
I'm saying
he's still top 5.
He's still top 5,
he's
but
the greatest shooter of all time.
He's the greatest shooter of all time. Great. Does he create without the help of his teammates?
Yes.
He creates by running around with the help of his teammates.
Did you not see him put his team on his back These last few games when them all them guys was hurt.
I haven't seen them look. Come I haven't on, seen man. An MVP performance in the finals out of him yet. I'd love to see him put the
you,
put the.
But have you have you put his numbers?
Put his team on his back. They lost.
Hey, pull his and you want to put James Harden in front of him?
Yes, I do.
You
don't take this from me, Travis. You don't take this from me. It's 7:29 in the morning on the day when I've lost Jimmy Butler. You will not take this from me.
You're not losing Jimmy and Mike today, huh?
Mike cold down. I will not listen to your logic or reason this morning.
I'm just saying, when you threw that up there, I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Top five?